All right, we are in Perek Huf Beis. All right, let's get started. So we saw the different descriptions of Menashe. Menashe was the Pashtos was a very, very, very bad king. He did worse and was involved in worse Avodah Zarah than anyone until his days. And the main difference that was between him and his grandfather Achaz was Achaz, Chazal tell us was a mumer l'teavon, and Menashe was lahachis, and therefore we start hearing from the Nevi'im, that be'ikvod, that in terms of the future of Yehuda, although it was already told by Chizkiyahu, Yishayahu already says that there's going to be a churban. The churban becomes clearer and clearer in the days of Menashe. And in Divrei Hayamim, we saw that there was a description of him doing tshuva. After him being taken down to Bavel, he returns to Yerushalayim as a vassal king and tries to re-energize, tries to make a religious reform, but isn't successful. He's unsuccessful to do what he had basically done. You know, essentially, you can't change where people were at. And then we saw Amon, his son, went in the footsteps of his father before he did tshuva. So that's where we're holding, okay? And then at the end of Amon's life, he's assassinated. Okay, so that's where Yoshio comes in. Now, this is going to become confusing because this is sort of something we've seen already. There's a strong abandoning of Avodas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, and then there's a king who comes out. Chizkiyahu changes things, right? Others change things. The young king Yoash, he comes and he changes things. So if Menashe and Amon brought Am Yisrael into such a bad place, so then Yoshiyahu changes that. So let's take a look. A young king, once again, a young king Ben Shmona Shana Yoshio b'malcho, u'shloshim v'achas Shana Malach b'Yerushalayim. Okay, so I just want to point out for you guys, just so we're going forward, you'll see, this is going to be, unfortunately, the beginning of the end, but just important for you guys to see. Yoshiyahu, okay, he has three sons, okay? We're going to learn about all of them. Yeho, Achaz, Yeho, Yachin, and his name is Tzidkiyahu, but his name is really Matanya. Okay? There's another king, Yehoyakim. Okay? Yehoyakim.
This isn't in order of
Seder. These are his three sons. Yehoyachin, I always get confused, Yehoyachin has a son Yehoyakim, or vice versa. And it basically goes Yoshio, Yoachaz, Yoyachin, Yoyakim, and then Tzidkiyo. Okay?
Yoachaz is older than Yoachim?
Yoachaz is the oldest of the sons. Okay? Right now, we're going to speak about Yoshio.
Why does his son get it before Tzidkiyo?
Huh?
That's our order.
Because he was king before Tzidkiyo. Okay? So oldest, second to oldest, and then his son took over. And then when his son went into Golos, we'll see. Bezrat Hashem. I'm just trying to make clear that after this, fire. Okay, destruction. Okay, bad. All right, so we have this young king. Ben Shmona Shana Yoshio ben Malcho, Shloshim Vacha Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, V'Shem Imo Yedida, Bas Adya Mibatzkat. V'Yasa Yashar Beinei Adonai, V'Yelech Bechol Derech David Aviv, V'Losar Yamin Usmol. Okay, so our litmus test, he passes the litmus test, right? He goes in the ways of David. Vahi b'shmonasrei shana l'melech Yoshio, shalach ha-melech ha-shafan ben Atzalyahu ben Meshulam, ha-sofer beis Adonai le'mor. So in the 18th year of his malchus, the king sends this person whose name is Shafan ben Atzalyahu. He's one of the sofrim. He sends him into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, over here, we have to point out that there's a small difference, small, big, Depends who you ask. Description, the difference in the description of what was the Seder HaDvarim. Because in Divrei HaYamim, we see that this process was, right, over here it describes the 18th year of Yoshio. In Divrei HaYamim, who wants to open up Divrei HaYamim? I didn't bring my Tanakh. Can we share for a second? Come over here. Let's open up Divrei HaYamim. Perek Lamed Daled. Okay. Lamed Daled. We're at the end of Divrei HaYamim. Okay. It's coming. Thank you. Yeah, so take a look. Are we here? Lamed Daled. Okay, Ben Shmona Shanim, Yoshio Ben Malcho, Shloshim Achash Shana Malach Yerushalayim. Okay. Ubishmona Shanim Ben Malcho, Vu Deno Nar, Hecheli Drosh Lelohei David Aviv. So over here it sounds like his Chazara B'tshuva, his tshuva process starts at a young age. Ubishtemisre Shana Hecheli Taher, Es Yehuda V'Yerushalayim Min Habamos, V'Ashirim V'Apsilim V'Amasechos. Okay? So in the 12th year, I think that's it for now. In the 12th year of Yoshio, so he's 20 years old, so already at a young age, Kanira, the people around him had a positive influence on him. Right? We saw this by Yoash also. Yoash was the son of the king who was hidden when Ataliah kills everyone, and then Yoash is hidden in the Beis HaMikdash, remember? And then we said that when Yoash becomes king, he has the Kohen Gadol who is influencing him in a good way. And that's why he does this huge religious reform. Okay, that's why he's able to save, essentially, Malchus Yehuda. So similarly, this is what happens here. So whatever the Seder HaDvarim is that at some point Yoshio decides to make a Mahapach. He decides to change everything and decides to continue the religious reform which Menashe had started at the end of his life, but Amon had abandoned. Okay? And he starts to clean out Avodah Zarah. Now, the description in Divrei HaYamim, we're going to see it also over here. It's unlike any other description in all of Sefer Malachim that we've seen and Sefer Divrei HaYamim. The amount of Avodah Zarah which he gets rid of, we're going to see in the next parak, is humongous. Meaning, ad kedei kach, that the description is that no one was like him. No one was like him since Shlomo HaMelech, even more than Chizkiyo. So we're talking about a very, very serious king. Okay? And so the description in Malachim is that in the 18th year, which means if he started in the 12th year to be Matayar Yehuda, so it was a six-year process to clean out all of the Avodah Zarah. That means that, remember, when we're thinking about it, Menashe and Amon and the beginning of his Malchus, we're talking about a 70-year span of in which Avodah Zarah was rampant in Yehuda. Okay, so it wasn't like I could just snap my fingers and everything was going to be gone. You couldn't change also the consciousness of where the Jewish people were at over 70 years. Just imagine 70 years ago where Am Yisrael was. We're talking about different worlds. Okay, so he starts this process, a long process, but at some point in the 18th year, which we are in Sefer Malachim, he sends Shafan to the Beis Hamikdash. Alei el Chilkiyahu haKohen haGadol, vayatem es haKesef haMuva Beis Adonai. So, does anyone know who this Chilkiyahu is? Chilkiyahu is the father of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was a Kohen Gadol. Yirmiyahu wasn't a Kohen Gadol, but Chilkiyahu was the Kohen Gadol. He was the father of Yirmiyahu, right? From Anatot, the city of Anatot. Now, it's unclear. Anatot was one of the Kohen families, could be, that actually didn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, because we know that there was part of the Kohanim that didn't serve as Kohanim. Remember, if we remember from Sefer Shmuel also, remember there were two groups of Kohanim, and David HaMelech had to choose which family was going to get the Kohen Gadol. Eli's family lost the Kohen Gadol. So Anatot was one of these cities which... it's a little bit of a machlokas amongst the Mefarshim. Were they actually involved in the Beis HaMikdash or not? But one of the opinions is that this Chilkiyahu is the father of Yirmiyahu. So he sends to the Kohen Gadol and he says, take all the money and asher asfu shomer asaf meis ha'am v'yitnu al yad osei ha'melacha mufkadim b'beis Adonai v'yitnu oso lo osei ha'melacha asher b'beis Adonai lechazek bedek habayis. So what is the avoda? The avoda is to what? Is to strengthen, to rebuild, to refortify the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, for 70 years, it hasn't been really active, and therefore we have to totally redo everything. And remember, ever since the time of Yoash, we haven't seen, although that there was things that the Avodah Zarah was taken out by Chizkiyahu 70 years ago, that doesn't mean that they did a whole refurnishing of the Beis HaMikdash and gold and silver, v'chulu. But it sounds like over here, Yoshio is able to do that. Right? L'chareshim v'labonim v'lagodrim l'knot eitzim v'avnei machtzav l'chazek et abayim. Ach lo yechashev itam ha-kesef ha-nitan al yadam ki be'emuna ha-im osim. He has emuna. Yoshio really believes in the people, the Kohanim at least. Right? That he's giving money to these workers and he knows he trusts them. He doesn't have to do a cheshbon with them. V'yomer chilkio ha-kohen ha-gadol al shafan ha-sofer. Sefer ha-torah matzasi v'beis Adonai. So the Kohen Gadol sends to the Sofer, to go back to the king, and he says, I found a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayitein Chilkiyah es ha-Sefer al Shafan vayikra'eyu. And Shafan, they get this Sefer Torah and they start reading it. Vayavo Shafan ha-Sofer al ha-Melech vayyeshev es ha-Melech davar. Vayomer hitichu avadecha es ha-Kesav ha-Nimtza ba-Bayis vayidnu al-Yedei osei ha-Melecha ufkadim Beis Adonai. V'agid shafan ha-sofer l'melech l'imor, sefer zeh, sefer nasan l'chilkiya ha-koin, v'yikra'ehu shafan l'fnei ha-melech. So he comes, and he gives him this sefer Torah, and he starts to read it. V'yikishmoa ha-melech es divrei sefer ha-Torah, v'yikra es begadav. The king starts hearing what is going on in the sefer Torah, and he tears his clothing. So what's going on? What is this sefer Torah? What Sefer Torah did they find? And what was it that he was reading that was so bothersome? Huh? So Chazal say that they opened up the Sefer Torah to the Tochecha, which is not a very simple thing. We'll see why in just a second. But what is this Sefer Torah that they found? It sounds as if that what? It sounds as if they didn't have Sefer Torah. And it sounds as if the king... Right, who the king of Hakel, and he's supposed to have his own Sefer Torah. They don't have a Sefer Torah. They don't know about the Tochecha. Right. So one opinion in Chazal is what in Achinami, like what Azi suggested, is that this was one of the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a number of Sefer Torah at the end of his life. He gave every single the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. We learn. He says that he gave a Sefer Torah to each one of the Shvatim. And an additional one, where did he put? Next to the Aron HaKodesh. So maybe this was the one that was next to the Aron HaKodesh. Now, there's something difficult about that. It's as if, like, what, we didn't know that it was there the entire time. It was there. Like, it was hidden. So Chazal suggests all these different things that maybe they saw. One of the Kohanim saw that in the Tekufa of Menashe things were getting really bad. So what did they do with the Sefer Torah? They took the Sefer Torah and hid it in a wall. They hid it in a wall, and that way they wouldn't destroy the Sefer Torah, because it says, the Midrash says that Menashe did something so bad, and we'll just understand how grave it was, how Chazal understood who Menashe was. It says that Menashe took every Sefer Torah that the Jewish people had at the time, and he erased Shem Hashem, and instead of Shem Hashem, he wrote like a name of an Avodah Zarah. So according to Chazal, what the Kohen does is, he doesn't want that this Sefer Torah should be defiled, so he, now, that's also a little bit difficult. It's a little bit difficult because, okay, so if Menashe did this, we're talking about 40 years ago, there were no other Sefer Torah, the king wasn't aware of Sefer Torah. And when he opens it up to the Tochecha, let's say it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah open up to the Tochecha?
It should be at the end.
It should be at the end or the beginning. Why the Tochecha? Anyways, there's a lot of difficulties, right? So obviously it was miraculous. According to Chazal, what the message, and this is how all of our Sefer Torah are, is that there's a pasuk in the Tochecha, is V'yolech Oschaves Malkecha El Eretz Asher Lolecha. Right, part of the Tochecha is that Hashem will take you and your king and send you into Galus. And now, like Nafalo Asimon, like Like Yoshio, like realizes for generations we've been told by the Nevi'im that this Golus is going to happen and it's imminent, and we didn't believe him. And maybe it's because we hadn't been learning Torah. Maybe since the times of Chizkio, the Jews haven't been learning Torah. And so for the first time in 70 years, the king is hearing this word. And now, in Divrei HaYamim, it sounds like the Seder of what happened was the opposite. That originally they found the Sefer Torah, and then as a product of them finding the Sefer Torah, he starts this entire religious reform. Now, whatever happened first, this is an impactful moment for Am Yisrael. Okay? Yoshio finds his Sefer Torah, and he tears his clothing as a sign, obviously, of mourning, as a sign of tshuva as well. Yeah.
At this time, did Bnei Yisrael copy more Sefer Torah? I mean, like before this?
I imagine so. I hope so. So we're going to see also another description. Okay, when we get to the description, we'll say something about it. Okay. Vayitzal ha-melech es Chilkiya ha-kohen v'esach hikam ben Shafan v'esach bor ben Michaya v'eshafan ha-sofer v'esasiya eved ha-melech limor. Lechud yirshu es Adonai ba'adi u'ba'ad ha'am u'ba'ad kol Yehuda al divrei ha-sefer ha-nimtza hazeh. Go and find out. Go ask the Navi or the Nevi'ah. Go ask the Nevi'ah what is going on. What's going to be with us? What's going to be with me? What's going to be with the nation? Kigdola Hamas Adonai Asher Himitzta Banu Al Asher Lo Shamu Avoseinu Al Divrei HaSefer Hazeh La'asos Kechol Hakasuv Aleinu. So this is like a realization. Wow, we haven't kept the Torah for such a long time, right? And what's going to be with us? Pasuk Yudalad. Vayela Chilkio Hakohen Vachikam Vachbor Veshafan Vasya El Chulda Hanivia. So Chulda, she's mentioned Pesachim, right?
Yeah.
How many Nevi'os do we have?
Seven.
Okay. What are they?
Miriam, the Imahos, Miriam, Tvora.
Yeah,
Chulda.
Oh, should I guess that one?
Okay, guys.
Esther.
Okay. That's seven. Okay. So we have Chulda. Now, why do they go to Chulda? They go to Chulda. Chulda Hanivia Eshe Shulam Ben Tikvas Ben Charchas Shomer Abgadim V'Yosheves B'Yerushalayim B'Mishneh V'Yidabru Eila. Huh? Chana is also right.
Not Leah.
No. No. Leah's not.
Leah's not.
What? They have a chart back there.
It's Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda.
Avigail, yes.
All right, we messed up.
You guys are
way off. Okay, we'll look at it after. Okay. So Rabbeisai. Rabbeisai. Okay. So they go to Chulda. Why do they go to Chulda? Which other Nevi'im are happening right now? Which other Nevi'im are around, guys? Yirmiyahu. Who else? Yeah. Tzafanya. Tzafanya is also a Navi now. Okay, we dropped that. We learned about Tzafanya. Tzafanya is also a Navi now. Why do they go to Yirmiyahu? Why don't they go to Yirmiyahu, who is really the Av of the Nevi'im at this point? So Chazal suggests either Yirmiyahu wasn't living in Yerushalayim at that point; he was still in Anotot. And he wanted an immediate answer, so he went to the closest one, which was Chulda. Chazal suggests a second thing, which is that Yoshio wanted to hear something. Wanted to hear something that was filled with rachamim, and women have rachamim. Now, that's a little bit of a weird thing that Chazal are saying because she's relating the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, like, why? Meaning, like, huh? It's a way to get. I think what Chazal are saying, now take this or leave it, but I think you should take it. Although when we generally think of Nevuah as pure Dvar Hashem, and it is pure Dvar Hashem, that's all I'm saying. Nevi'im and Nevi'os can impact how that Dvar Hashem is given over. And sometimes they could even impact the message itself. Okay? Right? How can they impact the message itself? Because that they can fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over these messages. We see it in Moshe Rabbeinu in this parsha. Okay?
They didn't want to go to
Okay. Of course. Okay. Okay, so they come to Chulda. Now let's see what Chulda has to say. Say to the man who sent you to me, I am going to bring bad upon this place and upon the people of this place. It's called the Re'a Sefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. Right? Just like the Tochacha says, Tachas Asher Azavuni Vayikteru LaElohim Acherim Leman Hachiseini B'chol Ma'aseh Deihem, because of the Avodah Zarah that they did, Lahachis V'nitztach Hamasi B'makom Hazeh V'lo Tichbe, and my anger is going to the wrath of my anger is going to burn up this place and it won't be extinguished. Vel Melech Yehuda Hasholeach Eschem Lidrosh Es Adonai, what is going to be with the king? Kotom Reila, this is what you should tell him. Ko Amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael Hadvarim Asher Shamata Yan Rach Levavcha Vatikana Mipnei Adonai B'Shamacha Asher Dibarti Al Makom Azev Al Yoshvav, because of your soft heart and because of the tshuva process which you did when you heard these words about what's going to be in the Tochacha Vati, right? Val Yoshvav Liosh Leshama V'Leklala Vatikras Bigadecha Vativke Lefanai V'Gam Anochi Shamati Ne'um Adonai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I heard your tefillah, I heard your tshuva. Lachain hineni osifcha al avosecha v'nesavta al kvurasecha b'shalom v'lo tirena einecha b'chol hara asher ani mevi al hamakom hazeh v'yashivu es hamelech davar. So she comes and she says that, yes, there is going to be a churban, but it is not going to be in your days. You are going to see. You're not going to see the terrible things that are going to happen. And that is what they send back to him. What time is it? Okay, we're going to continue. Yeah. Huh? It's not so gishmak. What do you mean it's not so gishmak?
Churban's still happening.
Churban's still happening. So I wonder if this is a very important nekuda bechlal, as we're at the end of the sefer. Is that it? Is that it? Meaning like it's for sure going to happen? The Churban's for sure going to happen? So, first of all, is there a possibility that the Churban won't happen? Okay, so here's a good... Okay. Oh, so, I'm sorry?
Didn't we learn that there's an action connected to a Nebuah? Is it then a 100%? And if not, then it is...
Okay. So this is an important yisod. Go ahead, David. What were we learning? What were we learning the other day?
Basically, the way to tell if there's a Navi Sheker is if he says that a good thing's going to happen and then it doesn't come true, then he's a Navi Sheker. If he says a bad thing's going to happen and a good thing happens, he could just be a normal Navi and they did true.
So the Rambam says this in Hakdama Pirsha Mishnayos. He says that with regards to... The Rambam is speaking about how Torah Shebaal Peh works. And he says, Nevuah can't impact Torah Shebaal Peh in a significant way besides for Horah Sha'ah. But once again, that's a Horah Sha'ah. It's not La'ad. And the Rambam says that the difference between a Navi Sheker, or one of the ways that we could decipher between a Navi Sheker and a Navi MS, is if the Navi Sheker says, or if the Navi MS says that something bad is going to happen and nothing happens, so then what? So then it could be that what? That there was tshuva, and that's it. We see that by Yonah. We see that so many times. Right? How many times did the Navi say, huh?
Yeah, the end of Chizkiyahu.
But at the end of Chizkiyahu, right? There could be many times in which the Navi is going to say that something bad is going to happen, and then by the tshuva process is going to change that. But when the Navi says that something good is going to happen, and that thing doesn't happen... So then in that case, we're convinced that he's a Navi Sheker. That's why Yirmiyahu, and we're going to speak about this, we're probably going to see a few prakim in Yirmiyahu which relate to Nevi'ei Sheker. Yirmiyahu is screaming about this Yesod. And he says, you guys are idiots. He says the people who are coming and saying that that there isn't going to be a churban and that the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash are going to return to Yerushalayim, the chulu, you guys are stupid. Why are you stupid? Because if you're wrong about these things, so then you're chayav misa. Me, I could be a meshugana. No one has to believe me, but I'm not going to be. They're not going to kill me because I'm a navi sheker because I'm saying that bad things are going to happen, right? So he says like that is the litmus test. Let's go weiter a little bit. We have a few minutes.
How does that connect to whether this is...
So I'm saying, is Churban going to happen? It sounds like from the Nevi'im that the Churban is imminent. Is there a possibility of tshuva? Yes. We learned last night from the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? That even in a 27-0 deficit, al yimna atzmo min arachamim. Don't think that... No, I mean that seriously. I was mamish inspired. I woke up this morning, I was inspired, mamish. That was unbelievable. What kind of kochos anefesh it takes to come back from 27-0 in a playoff game? That's... I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
Is it considered a positive nevuah to be told that Churban won't happen during your time?
No, so they were speaking, the Nevi'im, and we'll get to this when we get to Yirmiyahu, is that they said specific things were going to happen, like specific good things were going to happen.
No, but would that be considered a good nevuah that if didn't come?
I think that's a good example of a good nevuah. Yeah. Okay. Vayishlach HaMelech ve'yasvu elav kol zikne Yehudah v'Yerushalayim. So, he continues this religious reform. And it's clear that what? He doesn't give up. He brings in everyone. He reads the Sefer Torah. He's giving them education. Everyone was there. And it was like a hakel moment, right? We're going to see this later on, that this is one of the two times that this happens. Later on in history, where do we see this happen? In Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, when they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they see that people are not familiar with Torah. They come up and they read the Sefer Torah for days. So they start getting rid of all this avodah zarah. Vehishbis es akramim asher nasnu malchei Yehudah v'yekter b'mamos b'arei Yehudah u'misibei Yerushalayim v'samikatrim l'baal l'shem shalei l'erech l'mazalos l'chol tzva shamayim. And he continues getting rid of all this avodah zarah. V'yotzei es asherah mibeis Adonai mechutz l'Yerushalayim el nachal kidron v'yisorof v'sa b'nachal kidron v'yadech la'afar They get rid of the homes of the prostitutes. So he's changing the entire Yerushalayim. What does he do that no other king has done? No other king was able to get rid of the bamos. Yoshio is getting rid of the bamos. He destroys Gehinom, that area of the avodah zarah of Molech. He's destroying everything. Now it's crazy. What's crazy is that there's so much left over still, right? We thought Chizkiyahu got rid of everything. No, he didn't. He destroys everything.
Okay, so
Shukat Stuni Milichmo, Shukat Moavlu Milkom, Tuavas Bnei Amon Timei HaMelech. From that, this is a tikkun from Shlomo HaMelech. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech builds all this Avodah Zarah on the outside of Yerushalayim. So Kanireh, none of the other kings, even Chizkiyahu HaMelech, didn't have the chutzpah to get rid of that. Vishiberes HaMatzivos Vayichrotzas HaShirim Vayimaleyes Mikom HaMatzmos Adam. Vigamis Mizbeach Asher Bebeis El HaBama Asher Asa Yeravam Benavan Asher Echtias Yisrael Gamis HaMizbeach Ahu Vesabama Natat Vayitzrof Asabama Hadik La'afar Vesaraf Ashireh. So he's mamish getting rid of everything. Nothing is left. Now, it's a little bit surprising. Is it okay if we go over 3 minutes? That's okay. Anyone needs to leave, that's fine. Okay? It's surprising that the Bama and Beis El is still around. Haray, there was like a Chorban of the Shomron. So how is this Bama still around? Vayifen Yoshio, Vayaris HaKfar Mashir Sham, Behar, Vayishlach, Vayikach HaTzamos Min HaKfarim, Vayistrof Al HaMizbeach, Vayitameyu. Guys, what do you remember? This is from all the way from the beginning of Malachim. Right? What happens? What do we remember with Yeravam? Yeravam makes this big Bama by Beis El. He makes this big Mizbeach. And the Navi comes, and the king points at him, right? And he says, catch that guy. And he freezes Yeravam's hand. And the Navi says, you and your bones and the bones of all these people are going to be burnt on this place one day. So Yoshio sees the bones, right? And it's an unbelievable nevuah, because if you look back at the Perek, they actually call, they say there's going to be a king. His name is going to be Yoshio. So we're talking about 250 years ago. There's going to be a king. He's going to be Yoshio, and he's going to burn your bones. That's what happens here. But this is the Navi's buried over here, that Navi. Don't touch his bones. Okay, hold on. You know what? There's way too much. Okay, we're gonna stop here. Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. All right, shkoyach.